Close to 50 youths from the South Okanagan are learning about natural habitats through hands-on activities. The Okanagan and Similkameen Invasive Species Society is working on a 3-year project connecting middle school students with nature. The students are involved in planning, implementing, and monitoring project results. Up to 2 hectares will be restored. The Okanagan is a biodiversity hotspot, but it is also one of the most heavily impacted regions with high numbers of species and ecosystems at risk, said Lisa Scott, executive director of the Invasive Species Society. This project aims to help youth understand the value of native plants for wildlife and learn about culturally important plants. Funding and support for the project came through the South Okanagan Conservation Fund and the Regional District of Okanagan-Similkameen. The Okanagan Skaha School District and the Okanagan Similkameen School District are both involved. Students from Holy Cross School in Penticton are working on Max Lake, west of Penticton. The property is owned by Peters Bros Construction and the wetland habitat is protected under a conservation covenant jointly held by the Land Conservancy and the Regional District. It's a fabulous learning opportunity for the students, said Trevor Buller, a teacher at Holy Cross School. Being outdoors helps students develop sense of place and learning through exploring their environment. Students at Oliver Elementary School are working in a grassland area in their community, owned by the town of Oliver. Scott plans to bring the 2 classes together in spring to learn from each other and experience the different ecosystems. The project continues a previous South Okanagan Conservation Fund project, Biodiversity Under Siege. The Okanagan and Similkameen Invasive Species Society is a nonprofit organization dedicated to the prevention, detection, and management of invasive species in the region.